100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was, if I had a nickel. Well, if I had a whole bunch of stories on that topic, I'd share them with you now. Hey, wait, I do. And if there's more out there that haven't come in yet, well, send them on in and I'll put them up on the feed in a separate post. Until then, yay, 800 weekly challenge. Wow, who'd ever thought that we'd get this far? How far do you think we're going to get? Place your bets. And then I'll probably quit at some weekly challenge with an obscure number just to frustrate you all. Until then, let's go ahead and listen to the stories.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story. The topic is something to do with nickels. It's called Nickel. Every day it's the same, running the gauntlet of all the hobos as I make my way to work. Can you spare a nickel, sir? No, absolutely not. If I had a nickel for every time somebody asked me if I could spare a nickel, well, I could probably afford to spare it. But then what? I'd be all out of spare nickels, and the next down and out would end up doing without. So, I'm going to save up my nickels, and if ever I happen to fall on hard times myself, I'll have plenty going spare for myself. There you go. That's it. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
If I had a nickel, for every time I tell my kids not to pull faces, I could afford to pay for a childminder. Unfortunately, I'm stuck with minding them myself. And it sucks. And now they're at it again, pulling faces behind my back. Don't do that, I say. If the wind changes, you'll stay that way. And they did. Although, it wasn't exactly wind. And their faces didn't exactly stay the same. It was an industrial, hot air, paint stripper, wielded by a mother who'd completely lost her sanity. But they didn't pull faces again. They couldn't.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. If I had a nickel for every time I backpedaled, I'd be rich, he thought. He was the kind of man who never had a clear opinion. He often used the word potentially. It sounded grand, but he wanted to be left alone, that's all. The problem was that he never wished to be a CEO. He just wanted to get the money, which was very good, and pedal his boat around the lake at his mountain cottage. Work was such a waste of time, he sneered and tossed a nickel into the deep dark waters, making a wish again. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Two numbers I know here, with a story on the subject. If I had a nickel for every time. I've heard all the excuses. Sorry I didn't hand in my homework. The dog chewed it up. I had to go to China for my grandmother's funeral. The computer crashed. The exercises are impossible. It's not fair. I really tried. Isn't that worth something? A virus ate it. I was feeling a bit under the weather. I don't want to hand in anything less than my best. I'm triggered by any sort of demand. I'm problematizing the pass-fail binary. I just tell them, hey, if I had a nickel for every time that's really happened, I'd be flat broke.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story tonight is called Cite Your Source. If I had a nickel for every time someone misquoted H.L. Mencken, I'd be able to buy that Tesla I've been lusting after. The quote goes like this: no one in this world, so far as I know, and I have searched the records for years and employed an agent to help me, has ever lost money by underestimating the intelligence of the great masses of the plain people. I know he was sort of a dick in real life, didn't much care for chiropractors. Quackery flourishing lustily, he wrote nearly 100 years ago. He wrote when a newspaper was worth a nickel. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 800, with a prompt of, if I had a nickel for every time. Well, as of today, Sunday, the Pariah is live on Kindle for 99 cents and will be on sale for the next 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And the print-on-demand version will be on sale for $9.99 for about the same amount of time. If you're interested, I'd love it if you're interested. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert grabbed the back of Serena's puffy coat. Wait, are you saying you really are a witch? She shot daggers from her eyes. I told you about that witch word. If I had a nickel for every time someone called me that. She shook her head ruefully. Well, I'd have a whole sack full of nickels. So, it happens a lot? Bilbert asked stupidly. She folded her arms. Do you think it's weird that I'm talking to you, someone who doesn't know me at all? It's because everyone else, everyone who knows me, only talks to me behind my back. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I won't bend down to pick up a penny, but I will bend down to pick up a dime. But a nickel? Maybe. Depends on how filthy it is. A nickel saves you from having to carry 5 pennies. And it's good to scratch a lottery ticket. But on its own, it's not really worth much. Now, if you have a lot of nickels, it's still not worth much. So you can fill a thick sock with them, or put them in a plastic roll, and knock someone out. Then take their wallet full of 10s and 20s and credit cards.
And there you have it, the 800 Weekly Challenge on the 100 Word Stories podcast. A topic of if I had a nickel, and you people just ponied up and put a nickel in the slot. Good for you. You can check out more stories, or the text of the stories, or comment on the stories, or do all sorts of things with stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Also, the next topic is... What is the next topic? I just recorded the promo. Oh, God. What? Now I gotta look it up. Hold on. Oh, where do I begin? There you go. I'm also doing laundry and making something for breakfast. You know, multi-failing. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.